brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your calls in the shower. We're going to recap the Dorner Waco torching and the government thinking we're so dumb. They admit on the scanners they burned him up and try to deny it. We're going to get into Obama's State of the Union. And as I said, take your phone calls and a bunch of news on the economy that's bone chilling. But again, knowing about this and understanding it's premeditated is half the battle. Sandy in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, just got to say, I want the officers to know my son-in-law was an officer up until maybe 7 months ago because his captain came in. It was a new military guy. He saw changes coming. But we need to let these officers know, don't leave. We need the good ones in there. They're going to get scared. They don't like the changes. But the more good ones we get in there, the more they can change these things.
Well, it's not just that the military guys are sending in to command them are bad. They're getting the bad guys out of the military who are psychos who just want to kill people, and they're putting them in charge.
Yeah, I mean, the look and everything they had to do now was a complete change.
Well, it's all meant to intimidate people, and instead it's getting the public thinking it's an occupying army and wanting to, like white blood cells, to attack the invader.
And then last night, a bunch of us were watching, the president, and of course, Gerald Celente, my other hero next to you, was tweeting back and forth with some of us on Facebook and things. And all I kept thinking is, if before Hitler could have gotten his hands on anybody, if we would have had the system we have now to get information out, it probably wouldn't have happened. But I'm afraid if Obama gets the internet control, we will lose this battle very quickly.
I absolutely agree with you. Well, again, Obama's there as the puppet who's supposed to bring in the change, and then he takes all the blame so the globalists, in case they lose this round, don't get in trouble. But it's important to politically shoot down Obama's agenda as well, because that's what they're rolling this through on. But you've got to understand, it's just the latest salvo, the latest missile coming in that our Aegis system has to shoot down. We need to understand there's a command ship launching these people at us. Thank you for the call, Sandy. Abby in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I had I had a thing about the Dorner case with the wallet. They found it close to Mexico on the side of the road, and then all of a sudden they find it in the building after it burns down. I mean, I think that's kind of coincidental that they find his wallet.
Sure, there's about maybe there's a 5% chance this could be a staged psyop. It's just that it's so bad for them, and it shows how pathetically weak they are to asymmetrical resistance. It's such a PR disaster and shooting up innocent people's cars. Let me tell you, I mean, just all the MO of this looks like it's real.
Well, see, I was also reading online. I found a few news things online that were saying that the manifesto that he made was actually altered and changed. There's two different versions of it. And
he was putting it on Facebook and other sites. Listen, I've read Fruit Loop, narcissist, tough guy stuff. This is, if he didn't write this, the person deserves a Nobel Prize in Literature.
Saying that he's innocent or guilty. I'm just saying I think it's kind of funny that all this contradiction stuff is coming out, and it's blatantly obvious. I mean, they're not even trying to cover it up anymore. No, nobody, he did it. Oh, he's a bad guy. Go kill him and stuff. And then they open up the investigation to appease him. I mean,
that was to make it look like, because they make him a bad guy. Well, how can the bad guy be winning? So they just went with the political correctness because he's an Obama supporter and an anti-gun guy. The media was kind of like, well, maybe he is good then. Once they fully take over, they're going to hang the cops out to dry and the military as well. They're already hanging the military out to dry. So God bless you. Good points. Look, if the government's a bunch of congenital liars, I don't out of hand believe what they say. But I've just studied that. Look, I knew they were going to burn him out yesterday. I mean, I was even more direct with the office. I said, they will burn him up. Watch this. So, the point is that I know these people. Okay, I know how they operate. This is a PR nightmare for them. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. We're going to have open phones throughout the next 2 hours. We have a guest popping in to break down some key intel. I'm also lining up guests tomorrow, radio talk show hosts who live right in the area of where Dorner was reportedly torched Waco style yesterday, who know people that were right in the very vicinity, so they're there today doing an investigation. We'll have some of those folks on, like Dr. Corey Gold, tomorrow, who lives in the area, to break that down with us. We'd have him on today, but he's in the area investigating right now. So he'll be joining us tomorrow, so we don't go off half-cocked. And Joseph Farah is on tomorrow to talk about his prediction of just Obama going hog wild with carbon taxes, police state, cybersecurity. That's all tomorrow as well. You know, I've got these clips, and we're going to cover this mainly in the next hour, because I want to go to calls right now, where Obama, you know, said, hey, if Congress doesn't bring in carbon taxes, I'm going to do it with executive orders. And he's really trying to sell the dictator angle to try to get that out there. If I'll get the economy going, just let me be a dictator. Very, very serious. And they've got so many reasons to impeach him already, putting our troops under UN control, NATO control, trying to keep cybersecurity orders secret from Congress, saying they have no authority. This is just all fast and furious, totally impeachable. Why is it not happening? Now, I got loaded phones here. After we go to these five or six callers that are on the top of the board, I want to leave the new phone lines that are open for police, current police, who'd like to call in, or former, whatever, to give us your take on what we've seen. The LAPD shooting up innocent vehicles and people that are a white guy in a car, doesn't match the description, shoot it up. Can you imagine being a black guy in a similar truck? I mean, you don't deserve to die. Women, you know, white women in a blue truck, different make, model, different company, shoot them up. And then the audio caught live on the news of the scanner, them saying, burn it down, burn the mother effer down. I'm going to play a clip of that in a moment. And then the actual scanner audio, they asked the news to cut, but one of them didn't. This is confirmed, where they bring in the armored vehicle, knock down the walls, and then say, okay, we got the fire, we're going to bring the fire in, okay, set the burners, they're ignited, the place is on fire. I mean, they Waco'd it. Now, I'm glad there weren't 17 little children in there. And I'm no fan of this guy, but, I mean, the due process out the window. And now we'll never know the truth. I mean, I tend to see the manifesto, the witnesses to what he was doing, the phone calls made. I mean, it sounds like it's a real story, a real rogue. You know, sometimes things are real. They're not staged. The way it's all a PR disaster, you know, shows you that's probably not staged. When they stage something, they've got their ducks in a row. Like Aurora, definitely staged. I mean, my goodness, the guy got DARPA funding. Department of Defense was over that guy. Five different psychotropics, witnesses of other people. Said he was under mind control. It's been declassified. Sirhan Sirhan was under mind control. I mean, you know, this stuff's all coming out. But this is very suspicious. I want to play these clips again and go to your phone calls for people that are holding, like Ron in New York, former police officer, Robert in Florida, Bobby, Jason, many others that are patiently holding right now. The toll-free number for police to call in is 800-259-9231. Just wait till you hear somebody hang up and then call in. Callers, please, just I want to hear from the police. So after we take these calls, don't try to call in. Not that anyone listens to me. Police only after I take these calls. 800-259-9231. We got to move quick here. Let's go to the local TV clip. And again, the video of this is all up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com is carrying our, well, we broke this, so thanks to Drudge putting it out. Now it's broken everywhere. And it's getting past the mainstream media, ignoring it. This is all over. I tuned into three talk radio shows. I called into 590. And I tuned into WOAI, and I tuned into Big Dallas Station. I forget which one. I forget the call letters. I'm getting old. And they were all talking about them burning it down when I tuned in, stuck in traffic for like an hour this morning. Really bad traffic. But side issue, it was all Drudge. That's why. So our report is mega viral right now out at InfoWars.com via Drudge, DrudgeReport.com. Okay, let's go to this first clip from KCAL. We've bleeped the cuss words with the police saying, burn that mother effer down. Here it is. And then they run over to the reporter and tell him to get out of the area.
Police officers, understandably upset.
And again, that was live, and a listener there in the area shot it off the video, off the TV. They don't want this stuff being seen. Now, here is the official scanner they wanted cut but didn't get cut. Here is the armored vehicle knocking down the walls and setting it on fire. Bombshell that they would do this in front of everyone, and you watch, it'll never even be an issue. You're a conspirator. I guarantee you, there'll be articles out by this afternoon, if not now, I haven't checked, saying Matt Drudge is crazy, Alex Jones is crazy, you know, it's a conspiracy theory that they burned this down. Guaranteed. Doesn't matter, you got them, they burned it down, boom, they're going to... Again, if you said 2 plus 2 equaled 4, they'd say you were a conspiracy theorist. If you know how to tie your shoelaces, you're a conspiracy theorist. You watch Obama shutting down power plants every week, everybody going bankrupt, our power prices going up, say that's bad for the economy, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you got common sense, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, welcome to conspiracy theory. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Here it is.
All right, Steve, we're going to go forward with the plan with the burn. Got it. Like we talked about, seven runners deployed, and we have
have a fire.
Guys, be ready on the number four side. We have fire in the front. He might come out the back. Woman on the four side, remember your backdrop.
62-10-1.
Contact fire to station up on 38 and Glass Road. Can you have him bring an engine down here? And from room on the number four side, fully involved. Brake control. Two and four side are fully engulfed. Fire moving to three now.
All right, that's enough.
Number two and four.
The unedited audio is a bunch of it. It's up at InfoWars.com right now in the article. Police audio from Dorner Siege burned this mother bleeper. All right, we're going to go ahead with a plan with the burners. And we cut the spaces out of that for radio. You can go here where the guy's going, okay, place the burners. He goes, like we talked about in private. Yes, place the burners. Do it. We ought to just air the whole thing. I mean, it's so ridiculous that they would do this and think we don't know what's going on. Okay, we'll go to Ron in New York, former police officer. It's the Ron I know. He's been giving us great info for about 13 years. We've got to move quick, Ron. What's your take on this whole situation?
With Dorner, I thought it's strange. They now said, you know, there's always weird things every time something like this happens. It never adds up. It connects right. They said that they found his driver's license near his body. Now, first off, how could a driver's license survive that inferno? Second off, why would a guy who didn't care less about murdering a number of people, like a good citizen, carry his driver's license around like he was afraid that he was, you know, going to get stopped for a speeding ticket? And even if by some chance he had his driver's license, most people tend to keep it on them in their back pocket. Yet they said they found it, according to news reports today, near his body in the inferno wreckage, which doesn't make sense.
That sounds like 9/11, where two passports survived the fireballs, made it to the ground, and were found that day by the FBI.
It does sound a lot like that. And plus, did you notice another thing here, an irony, that they finished Dorner off just about a half hour before the State of the Union address, like as though they didn't want it to overshadow the State of the Union.
It was like a burnt offering or something. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, here's the deal. This is a PR disaster for them. The cops shooting up innocent people and things, the kind of narcissism in the letters. I mean, my gut tells me that at least a large portion of this is real.
Blindsided because something happened, which doesn't happen that often, but one of their own, one of the insiders, went rogue, a loose cannon. And, of course, that threw them off balance. How do you deal with something like that? It takes a while to adjust to it. And I think that's what happened. But, you know, Alex, getting to another thing, too, on another issue with the State of the Union, did you notice that that person, John Bonney, is supposed to be pro-gun, right? Yet when Obama mentioned gun control, he stood on his feet and chapped and clapped.
Even yeah, and John McCain was wearing the ribbons and everything and having little snicker doodle times. It's a bunch of disgusting people.
You know? And also, there was an article in USA Today with Wayne LaPierre harping on an issue that's very similar to the issue with veterans, where out of one side of his mouth, he says in the past that's no good, in the recent past. Now he's harping on that, and he's kind of intimating that that is good. You know something? We not only have enemies to the front of us that are clearly definable on the Second Amendment, but I think we better be very careful as to who we got to the back of us.
Oh, well, the NRA has always been anti-gun at its core, but good folks have tried to take it back over, but you're absolutely right. Got to jump. Good to hear from you, Ron. Let's talk to Robert, who's a retired police officer. What's your take on the situation, Robert?
Hey, I'm supposed to speak to you. No, I'm not retired. I just didn't want to finish out my term there. Things were just getting a little bit too political and too heated for my cup of tea. So I'm just curious. So what happened with the marshal yesterday that came in? What did he want?
Oh, yeah. They wanted a source on a story with Marines saying that the reported shooter of Chris Kyle, a sniper, had not been in combat. And then I called him and said, you never came back. And he said, no. We were able to actually confirm that through Marines separately. So our story helped them go confirm with other Marines in the unit that indeed the guy wasn't a combat Marine. He was assigned to a mechanics detail. So they just want that so they can try to give him a lethal injection instead of him getting off on PTSD. I mean, the whole thing's very suspicious. And I wanted to interrogate the Texas Ranger, but he said he was very polite. He goes, no, sir, I can't talk to you now. My superiors say click. So, believe me, I wish I would have gotten a chance to talk to him. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, we, I wasn't finished. I mean, if you want to put me back on hold.
Come back to you briefly on the other side, and then we'll go to others that are patiently holding, like Bobby, Jason, Carl, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. That's always a riot here at this office, I'll tell you.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
News articles. Alex Jones here back live. He just joined us saying they found his driver's license and passport at two different places, two different times. Now, I get the fact that the system almost always lies, even when the truth would serve them. I just don't see why they'd stage this when it's a PR disaster. But who knows? They burned up whoever it is in that house. It's like John Wilkes Booth got burned up in the barn. The guy that supposedly shot Lincoln. And we know he had accomplices. So, I mean, it's just they always burn him up. So, is this a conspiracy too? I don't know anymore. All I know is Obama is up there on television saying if Congress doesn't put carbon taxes in, he's going to do it. Unbelievable. Jessica in California says she has info covered, not covered in the media there. We're going to get her info in a minute. Finish up your point, Robert, the point you wanted to make about the whole Dorner situation.
Yeah, the whole situation just disgusts me. I mean, you know, like you said earlier, we live in a country where there's no more due process and no more do anything. It's just, you know, do what you want. And how the dictator can stand up in front of everybody and say, okay, I'm going to do this if you don't do this. I mean, I don't understand why he's not being impeached, being arrested. I mean, this is when I talk to people and I try to spread the word about you and what's going on, you know, that, you know, as you know, they laugh and say you're a conspiracy. And I tell them, you know, this is supposed to be the future. We're supposed to have jet cars by now, monorails to the moon. Yet here we are on the verge of 1776, back in the dark ages. And the whole thing just disgusts me on how.
And the government is shutting down our power plants that supply 52% of our power, and the economy is going into a tailspin by design, and these people think it's funny. What do you make of them torching the compound? Torching the house, the I can't even get it right. Going back to Waco, the cabin, and then telling us they didn't torch it when they're on tape, two different clips saying they're going to torch it.
Well, it's like you said, 90% of the population is stupid. They're going to say, oh, that didn't happen. What are you talking about? Even if you play the video or play the audio, they're going to say, oh, that's just a Photoshop. No matter what you do, they're going to say, oh, it's just a spliced together thing. It ain't real. And they're just so dumbed down. And it's just so.
Exactly. And it allows the criminals in government to take over and push out the good people. And then you get tyranny. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jessica. Says she has info not covered. Concerning Dorner and the car site where he burned up his car. Jessica, what can you tell us?
I was just calling because the day before all this happened, up the street, I literally lived down the street from where it was, but up the street there was a controlled burn. The fire department had signs and stuff, but I just thought it was a weird time of year to do that, considering we have snow right now, and it was very small, and it was in the same area where his car was found the next morning. And, yeah, I just thought I would let you guys know. I just thought it was really weird.
Well, you know, I've got to really rack my brain and analyze this. Why would they stage this? Again, my gut says it's real. The evidence all points there. But then there's a lot of evidence pointing towards cover-up. And is it just that cops want to be heroes, so they plant fake passports, or they say they found his driver's license at the Mexican border, and now they found it in the cabin, and how did it survive? And it just goes on and on. It's just like there's so much lying. Who knows what the truth is?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Like, the media hasn't been reporting on any of this, and they, in fact, one of the houses near mine got raided the day that his truck was found up here. And, they said that the door was left open, and it's in a pretty busy neighborhood. There's been traffic up and down all day because of the resort and whatnot. And I don't know. It's just they raided the house, and nothing was found. They walked away laughing, and he was hiding in the house directly across the street, 100 yards away from them the whole time.
Wow. What do people out in Southern California think of the police shooting up two vehicles that didn't even match the description?
I feel like that's been kind of brushed under the table. I feel like the news makes it not seem as big of a deal as.
But I mean, how do you hire people so trigger happy, so crazy? I mean, I've heard of people that you take deer hunting their first time and they get buck fever and they see a cow 300 yards away in somebody else's property and they shoot cows. You see it in the news all the time. And it's like, well, you didn't know that was a cow in the middle of a field? Well, it looked like a deer. I thought I. And the truth is, they're just crazy people. And you've got weirdos that want to be tough guy heroes who go and become police now, and they have no business doing. I mean, it is crazy. It is crazy. I mean, I've had cops pull me over, and they started asking me questions about PCP and guns and this. I'm just like, leave me alone, man. You know what? I mean, come on. You know you just pulled me over. I don't have any record. Stop acting like you're, you know, how about I go search your car? Because statistically, you're more criminal than anybody else. Okay? I mean, it's true. Look at criminology. There are more criminals in government and in law enforcement than any other area. Because smart criminals want the badge and the gun to be able to protect themselves. Government's who you've got to control. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. We're going to have a special guest pop in for the next 25 minutes or so to look at how this country's on the edge of civil war and just evidences that the government can't and won't protect you. Why is the system gearing up for martial law? It's in mainstream news today. Why are they doing urban warfare drills? Why are they running checkpoints? Why is the military working with local police? What are they getting ready for? Well, look at Europe. This is a designed implosion. But if the globalists don't think that you're going to go along with this, they'll back off on the implosion. But right now, they're going ahead with it. And Obama, and I'm going to play this clip coming up, is saying, I got a bunch of clips in the third hour coming up, he's saying, hey, if Congress doesn't act on the carbon taxes, which will destroy us, selectively enforced on the U.S. and Europe, all the jobs that are left will leave. If we don't do that, if we don't go along with that, he'll just do it by executive power. I mean, there's a name for that. It's called dictatorship. And even if Obama leaves office later, the office of the president is becoming a dictatorial body. So that's coming up. Don't forget, if you believe in this radio broadcast, what we're doing, spread the word. If you're listening on local AM and FM stations, tell 10 people a day to tune in. Tell them when you're in the 7-Eleven. Tell your employees, tell your boss, tell your church, print it up on cards, when the show's on, the affiliate, their website. That's how we're going to win this fight. People are more ready to wake up now than they've ever been. You can go to Infowars.com/newsletter and get key videos, exclusive videos sent to you. The free monthly digital Infowars magazine with graphics and so much more. You can also subscribe and buy it if you want a physical hard copy at InfowarsStore.com. But stay in touch with us. Pass these emails on to others. We're going to send out the February issue one more time. We've sent it out twice. We're going to send it out one more time today at Infowars.com/newsletter. It's free. Go sign up there. Buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts. Support our sponsors. Support your local AM and FM sponsors. Tell XM, hey, thanks for carrying the show live. Pick up the Sunday show. Get us out to more people. It is so important. People thought I was crazy 15, 16 years ago. They thought I was, you know, kind of nuts 5 years ago. Now people are going, whoa, everything you're talking about is coming true. I know. It's all in government white papers. They've already done it in other countries. Prepare for the worst, ladies and gentlemen, but hope for the best. And, of course, the famous saying is hope for the best, prepare for the worst. This is happening because we haven't been distrustful. We haven't been paranoid. We've been overrun. The founder said, if you fight as hard as you can, you'll probably lose liberty. The founder said, you can try to protect the jewel of liberty with everything you've got, and you might not be able to keep it. In fact, you probably can't. Thomas Jefferson said that. George Washington said that in similar words. Look it up. And but they said, if you don't fight for it, you're going to get a tyranny out of control. And they said to Thomas Jefferson in a letter, who was he writing to? John Adams? It was John Adams. And he said, well, what will the level be that man puts up with? He was marveling. And he said, it'll be the level you put up with. Whatever you accept, that's what you'll live under. Don't you get it, folks? When you bend over, wolves are coming. I mean, if you went out in the middle of the frozen tundra of northern Canada and played varmint tapes of dying baby rabbits, big wolves would come and they would kill you and eat you. But if you stood up and you know, had a spear, they'd run in fear. Government is being totally filled with criminals right now worldwide. We got cancer. We got to cut it out. Okay, people go, oh, don't be so negative. It's not negative. We got to do something about this right now. Now, I want to play this clip, then we're going to our guest. This is a new clip backing up the earlier clip that was on the local San Bernardino TV station where they say, get the fire, we're going to burn it down, burning down. Then we have the SWAT team actually with the tank saying, get ready to burn it down. This is a third clip, CBS News, another clip where they're running around in front of reporters who they hadn't run off yet. This isn't even on scanners. Who've got those, you know, shotgun mics that go out 100 yards with the cops going, get the gas, get the gas. And that's why there was fires earlier. They tried to burn it down earlier. Then they got a tank up there to do it. Got to say, they actually had some courage. They're trying to kill the guy to go get the gasoline up there themselves. So here is the CBS clip. I mean, it's open and shut. They burned this thing down. This is three clips now. Here it is.
All right, again, we apologize for the expletives. This is live coverage, a gun battle, we believe, with Christopher Dorner going on right now in Big Bear.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the media last night and this morning was calling it a conspiracy theory. Just said that they burned it down. Now CNN is asking, what does the audio mean? So we forced the dinosaur media again to cover something. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to get him on last week, but he was too busy to join us. We're thankful that he's here with us today. He does happen to be a sponsor, but that's not why he's on the air with us. Steve Schenck of the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. I saw articles where they're not letting people rebuild. They're raising property taxes from Hurricane Sandy. And now with the Nemo storm, people are still without power, and government is trying to harass them and using it as a power grab. And how it ties into the Greek food brawl that we're now seeing, with hundreds and hundreds trying to battle to get radishes and things that fell off a truck, shades of Argentina. And why is the government gearing up for that here? I have some articles breaking down all of that today. And I wanted to get Steve Schenck on to the end of the hour. Then I promise we're going right to Mike, Bobby, Jason, Carl, and others. And I want to hear from police on their take of what's happened. But first, before we talk about geopolitically what's going on with Steve Schenck, as a philosopher, educator, noted food expert, and 30-plus year, the father of modern storable foods. Everybody else claims they're him. He's the real deal. Everybody says that about their sponsor. Go check it out. They are the real deal. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find their free food deal where you can get some samples and things and a food planning kit for free. Steve's book, It's Not Your Fault, that delves into his philosophies a lot, and it goes on. And Steve Schenck joins us here today. Steve, what is your take on Chris Dorner and the police shooting up innocent people's cars that didn't even match it, and just government going crazy, but the public going crazy too? I mean, it's like half the people on YouTube, and I'm getting threats over this, going, hey, kill the pigs family, kill Alex, he doesn't want to kill the pigs. I mean, the cops are turning into demons. The people are turning into demons. This is like Sodom and Gomorrah. What's going on here?
Well, very simply, we've talked about it for years together, Alex. And the fact is that when people function from a position of fear, you cannot predict their behavior. You have mob psychology, which very simply is not sane. What has to happen? Now, you know, you talk all the time about people listening, people getting the information, people getting familiar with what's going on. And there's one step further that they have to take. But unfortunately, you and I can't get them to do it on our own. We can't fix anybody. Here's the law. For evil men to win, all it takes is for good men to do nothing. Having said that, it doesn't do any good to have all of this information that you and I have been disseminating for years and do nothing about it. But if every individual, you know, one of the most heart-rending messages that I've ever gotten was after you and I were on a show together. And that was when a little gal emailed us and said, you know what? When you talked about looking in the mirror every morning and say, if it is to be, it's up to me. And if every individual, every American took responsibility for becoming independent, then the country would take care of itself. If our people are not dependent, if they have enough food, even if they don't have some place to stay, they can't be in a situation where they have to be dependent like the Greeks. Those people would not be rioting if every one of them had a year's supply of food for their family in their homes. They could stay in their homes, and the only ones that would be rioting out there are the ones that are dependent and have to go and say, please, somebody else take care of me. The victims are the only ones that are out there having problems. You know, one of the principles that you and I have talked about several times is if you're prepared, you can turn a disaster into an adventure. Now, I'm not saying that this thing with Dorner out there is a potential adventure, but the mob psychology, the fear and the anxiety and the running hither and yon just decided to do something shows lack of planning, lack of preparedness. There are going to be nuts out there, whether it's a cop killer like this or some idiot that walks into a theater and starts shooting people. Some of the folks are getting the message that the best protection from crime and other oppressive type of things that we need to be fearful about is for each individual to be prepared to protect themselves. You can't depend on the police to protect you.
Well, Steve, when you came to town a few months ago, incredibly popular newscast we did, one of the most downloaded and viewed on PrisonPlanet.tv and on our YouTube channel later, you just pointed out they want to make us dependent. And people are finally getting $25 million on food stamps, $50 million on food stamps, shutting down the power plants, raising the taxes, economy imploding. They want us domesticated. You told the biblical story of economics and how all this works, and people are now getting it where they're throwing the book at people that have lost their houses from Sandy. The government has finally gone over the edge and become a bunch of paranoid and lunatics. It's not like that in every area of the country. And Obama is now saying, if Congress won't shut down all the power plants, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring in a carbon tax. It's openly testing to see if he can become a dictator. I mean, now is the time to get prepared, and we're just being proven right on this. The last thing they want is for us to be prepared, so we better get prepared. I mean, it's we get made fun of for being prepared, but look at the government. They're digging in like it's the end of the world.
Well, here's the law, Alex. You know it, I know it, and everyone out there that thinks about it has to know this. The extent to which you as an individual are dependent is the extent to which you have become a victim of your own choice and given power over yourself to that on which you depend. If you look in your cupboard or wherever you store your food and you don't see enough food to feed your family for 6 months, a year, however long you think it's going to take for us to recover from a total shutdown, which is being threatened, if you look at that, you can't blame anybody but yourself if you end up like the Greeks out there having to riot to be fed. If you're spending your time rioting just to get food or out there begging or standing in bread lines, how effective can you be to be one of the good men who can do something?
If you exactly, and the IMF World Bank 112-point plan that got leaked in 2002 that we covered in our big article yesterday, how the globalists want riots and civil war worldwide, not just here. They say we shut things down, then people riot, then that destroys confidence. We use that to buy everything up, then they riot again. They want a shutdown society. That's what UN Agenda 21 is. That's why we've got to buy local, we've got to have gardens, we've got to have storable foods, we've got to have guns, we've got to have our neighbors awake. We've got to control our counties and our cities. This is the battle. This is it. And we need all the bureaucrats to realize you're on our team whether you like it or not. You're not part of the New World Order.
You see, what has to happen is if each individual or each family decides, okay, I am going to take care of me. There is nothing you can do to control what is said on the State of the Union address. You can do nothing as individuals to go out and try and change. My daddy used to say an interesting thing. He says, it's more difficult to change one stubborn man's mind than to change the Congress of the United States. Well, let's take that further. If our people stop being stubborn and stop choosing to be dependent and say, hey, feed me, feed the pigs, feed the pigs. Remember the story about the wild hogs and how you can capture them. The fact is that if we stubbornly refuse to be dependent, as opposed to stubbornly
look at all the Hollywood movies the last 70 years making fun of the old timers that wouldn't take anything off anybody. They're the people that built this country. They weren't stupid. They weren't backwards. They weren't naive.
That's right. And the fact is that if you look in your cupboards and you don't have food there, and if something shuts down, if these power plants go down and the grid gets messed up or whatever happens, and we know that something probably will happen.
They've got troops doing drills in every city with the police. I have the articles with links to video with people holding signs up saying, I need food. And they're Americans. Right. I mean, what are they getting ready for?
I don't know, but I guess maybe we can kind of guess. The fact is that if each individual, let's take a country that has everyone independent. Everyone can feed themselves for a year. Everyone has guns if they feel like they need them.
You mean the old freer America?
The old freer America, where every individual takes care of themselves. What is the opportunity? What is the chance of anybody coming in and politically taking over? Unless you can get a bunch of people to vote for you to take care of them that choose to be dependent on you, then you have total control. The extent to which we're dependent is the extent to which we give power over ourselves to that on which we depend. You see, in any of these situations where we had shootings, out here in Utah, one of the organizations provided a free class to teachers for concealed weapon permits. They had 400 teachers come in and get their permits to carry concealed.
These ghouls go to the schools because they know it's where they won't be resisted.
It's a gun-free zone. It's a free kill zone. Every place that disallows the citizens to do what Jefferson suggested that we do. Remember what he said?
The great object is that every man be armed.
Absolutely. And why is that? When you have the government fearing the people, you have liberty. When you have the people fearing the government, you have tyranny.
And Jefferson also said wherever firearms are, they restrain evil.
There you go. But you see, everybody, you know, even the conversations. I watched Jay Leno a few nights ago where he had a guest on there. I just watched it very briefly, and it was when some of the testimony was given before.
Stay there. I want to hear this about Jay Leno. Steve Schenck, always informative. I got him on about food prices going up. We'll get some brief news on that, too.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
All right, I'm going to keep Steve with us in that little segment. 5 minutes of the next hour, then I'm going directly to your calls. Everybody that's patiently holding right now. Going to be a jam-packed third hour. Can you believe they burned that thing down in front of everybody and have been caught on all these different tapes and scanners saying it? And it is just amazing how undisciplined, even if they were going to burn that guy up because they were scared to go in and try to take him out or arrest him. That's a whole other can of worms right there. You know, in the old days, if somebody was so dangerous and already killed a bunch of people, it's just not dead or alive, dead. Just kill them. But then the government's so corrupt, it's not like it's some outlaw who's been known and seen at 10 saloons killing people. You know, everybody knows, you know, Red Bart or whatever. It's just we're told this is the guy, and that's the official story. And I've got articles coming up where all over the news they keep saying they found his passport and driver's license here and there. It's all pretty weird, but it's a big PR problem for the establishment and Obama, so I don't see him staging it. I mean, why would you stage something that didn't help you? Going back to Steve Schenck, you know, he's not here to plug stuff, but I thought I'd plug efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can find their CD, audio, breakdown on efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can get free six meals to test it out and see how you like it, just a sampling. And then it's got the meal planning kit in there to get you to think about it. Very professionally done. And that's available at efoodsdirect.com/Alex and some other discounts, or 800-409-5633. And not only is it where I get my storable food, but it's also just a great company and a great sponsor. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Steve, we were getting into a bunch of issues. Europe was in less debt per capita than we are, and they've got riots all over 2 years into this. You know, people homeless, more and more homeless here. I mean, it really is smart for people to get storable foods, and I guess that's the final equation. Food is key. So is water. So are firearms. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. But other little tidbits and points you'd like to add about what we're seeing unfold?
Well, just very, very quickly on the Leonard Show. Yeah, they were talking about this testimony before the Senate subcommittees and talking about how people need to protect their homes and all that. The message that people are afraid to announce is the reason for the Second Amendment is not hunting, not for us to protect ourselves from other Americans. Very simply, we had come from countries as immigrants that established this country where the government always overpowered the population with armament. And they determined that for this people to stay free, they had to maintain enough power in the hands of the people so that the government couldn't overpower them with armament. That's why the Second Amendment is there. Nobody wants to say it. They want to sugarcoat it by saying, oh, we need this for hunting. Well, you don't need more than five rounds for hunting. And why do we need these assault rifles?
And exactly what the founders said, a tyrannical government arming to the teeth while saying, turn your guns in. We just want to be friends.
There you go. Enough of that. We got to talk about an interesting thing. The people, at this point, what we're trying to do, Alex, is tell everybody very simply, like you've been telling them for years, if you are not independent, if you don't have your own bread, you will end up standing in a bread line. You do not want to be exposed to that. What we're doing, you announced some contact information for us. What we've done is we put together a bunch of packages where people literally can supply themselves, and there's enough free stuff that goes along with it so they can supply their friends and relatives and that type of thing.
Let's talk about that back in 60 seconds. Back in 60 seconds, and then the whole next hour, your phone calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.